Okay, gang. If you missed the call last week, I did make in the arena of I think the two biggest thing looming on my mind that just want to bring attention to is please, I'm begging you. I don't know how else to say it. I'm sitting on the floor in the stairwell. I'm begging you to, if you have not looked, I'm guessing most of you have, look at the new Nikan. And if this is the first you've heard of it, if you've the first you've heard of that term collaborative entrepreneurship or quality enrollment, in the information center on Nikan's website, right there in the middle, if you click on that, or if you hold your cursor on that either way and then click on the overview, then you're going to see the new Nikan is here. It's the feng shui, little stones stacked up. Click there. There's videos. There's documents to check out. Everything is there. And if you'll just simply take a few minutes, it doesn't take a long time, but just get well-versed on where Nikan is today, what's going on. There has literally been a surge amongst the leaders. I'm talking about diamonds and royal diamonds. And I know we've talked about unified leadership before, but I've never seen it like this before. And we are connecting every week, week and a half, on a conference call with Nikan's new president, Ben Woodward, and doing exactly what we're asking our the people in our organizations, the mentees that we're mentoring, and saying, hey, number one, commit to being a quality enrollment. Start there. And basically what that means is generating or getting $100 in auto ship. The average auto ship order is $183. So making that commitment that I'm going to get on auto ship. And then aside from that, generating $400 in sales. And we're really targeting customers. The gentleman that just texted me while we've been on the call this morning, I will put him in as a customer. He's ordered from me before, but I don't think I ever registered him as a customer. So I'll put him in as a new customer, and I will do my best to get that order up over 100 points. Therefore, which won't be tough, because if he's ordering a new MagFlex, I'll say, hey, you got to get a tube of CM cream as well. And that's a fun way, my suggestion, and I did this with a gentleman with a pair of N-stripes this week, throw in whatever you have to get, encourage them. You basically have to do a sales job to get them to get that over 100 points. Not so we can receive, you know, $50 in free product for every two people, you know, every two customers we put in. But so that we just start that habit of upselling the other solutions that we have. There, you can get great results with just a pair of N-stripes or with just a water bottle. But it's so much more to let them see that Nikan is more than just a one product or one solution or one aspect. It's not just a water company. It's not just a magnetic company. And I really want to encourage you to do that, but check out the whole customer appreciation program, or the new customer, I'm trying to remember the title of it on that sheet, but it's very simple. There's not a lot of tricks and everything, and it's just registering a customer. You're targeting two a month that generate over 100 points. That can either be in one-time sale, or it can be sometime during the month. If they order $75 worth and they like what they experience, they come back and say, well, actually, yeah, and if they'll do this, I'm going to receive a little bonus, and you can either choose to pass it on to them or not even tell them about it. It's totally up to you. But that's that whole emphasis on the quality enrollment, and we're seeing a surge of people saying, yep, I'm committed to doing that. I don't know how I'm going to do it. It's exactly what I read a couple of days ago. We don't know how to do it, but we look to you. You know, right out of King Jehoshaphat's mouth in the Old Testament in the Book of Chronicles, a lot of us may not know how to even sign up a customer. Well, it's free. Look to the people above you. Look to the people like Barb Satterwhite or Divorsters down in Houston who are always on the top of the retail. Find out what they're doing. We've interviewed several people who, you know, generate massive amount of sales in retail volume. Find out some of the lingo. But I think the biggest thing is just open our mouths and introduce people to Nikan and say, you got to check these things out exactly the way CJ was introduced to Nikan. You know, these zealous people were talking about trying to get her on a, you know, magnetic sleep pack. be a little excited and passionate about it. And just as she said, you know, I can't make any promises. I don't know what this will do, but I think it'd be worth checking out and demonstrate and do some energy tests and have some fun with this stuff and let people see what Nikan is best at. And that is our solutions, our product offering, and really have some fun with it. And I think that the shift, that we're seeing with letting people come on board and check out the products without even enrolling as a member. Now, if you sense that someone's going to place a large order, then absolutely give them that opportunity. But I think, again, the key is saying, yep, I'm on board. I want to become a quality enrollment. I want to set the example. I've been playing around with this for far too long. Make that commitment. And I know that what the Diamonds and the Royal Diamonds are doing right now is the majority of them have stepped up to the plate, and said, yep, I'm in. I'm going to commit to this. And then they're taking it a step further, which is what Ben has asked us as leaders to do, and said, and they're saying, yep, I'm going to have it done by the 16th of the month. And I look down our organization and I see people who are saying, yep, and they've texted me or they've written me an email or they picked up the phone and said, yep, I'm in, and I'm going to do it. And I think the whole basis for doing it by the 16th of the month is so it's over and done with, and then we can really focus on either going back and following up with some of those people or working with our team. But it's having customers on board on auto ship and them in place, and so that by the 16th of every month it's done. And again, if this is foreign to you, if I'm saying things you're not even familiar with, check out the website. Look at the new Nikan. Click on Information Center and you'll see it right there. The new Nikan is here. That's what you're looking for in the documents and the short, great videos that clearly explain. If you literally spend a half an hour to 45 minutes focus time without distractions, and trust me, I get distractions from sunup to sundown with our family, you will literally be up to speed and be segued, you know, to chart out a whole new year, a new Nikan for yourself. And the stories we're hearing and getting back already are just been really, really fun. And if you're silver and above, and you're seeing that the qualifications for Team Kaizen, or if you're not a silver, you say, man, I want to be a part of that group. Trust me, you want to be part of the group. If you think I'm excited about Team Kaizen now, wait till 3 weeks from now when we're on this call, and I'm back from the Bahamas, which is Nikan's Team Kaizen leadership experience for this year. This is the reward for those of us who made it in 2014. And I don't know what the leadership experience will be a year from now for the new group of Team Kaizen members. But look at the qualifications and say, you know, okay, I'm already a silver, and I'm already committed to being a quality enrollment. So what are the other two of the four? Look at it, break it down. Contact an upline diamond or royal diamond and say, I'm in, I want to do this, can you mentor me? Look at the mentorship program. And let me just throw it out. I had a wonderful conversation with Dave Stoltzlis. He's a Royal Diamond in our organization. And we were talking about the mentorship program. And he said, Vance, I read through all that information. And he said, that is some really, really good stuff. Dave is not only what I refer to as a guru in network marketing, he's been in it longer than I've been alive. 40 plus years. I think he's approaching his 50th anniversary of being in the network marketing industry. And aside from that, he's always mentored people. It's been a lifelong calling of his to literally take what he's learned and his experiences and challenge other people. And he said, what Ben has put on those documents on the whole mentorship program, he said, this is top-notch material. And so, get involved, and basically you're saying, yep, I want to be committed. I want to jump on a weekly call. I want to get what, if you're a regular on Saturday AM Live, let me just tell you, this call is going to morph into that. You're going to hear some new things, and what it's going to morph into is what my intentions were when I started it 15 years ago. And my passion was to help a few people who I was their upline leader, and it developed into what it is today. And we started with a dozen people, and they're all over the country, and very few of them were silvers at the time, And they just said, Vance, would you be willing to do this? I said, absolutely. So we got about a half a dozen right now who've already committed, who are in the Rogers organization, who have gotten their mentorship agreement to us, and we're looking for more. The sky's the limit. We're willing to take on as many as we need to. And if you're outside of the Rogers organization, or if you've already identified someone, I know there's several people in Rick and Paige Murphy's organization are saying, yep, we've tied into what they're doing. Absolutely. And that's what you need to do. So if you're outside the Rogers organization, contact one of the Diamonds or Royal Diamonds in your upline. And some of you, that's Dave and Valerie Johnson, or that, you know, fill in the blank. You need to look, and if you can't see in your upline genealogy there a diamond or a royal diamond, well, contact Meekin. They'll tell you who that person is. It's really imperative that you find out what they're doing so you can tie into that. Most of them are all doing the same exact thing. That's what I've discovered. That's the big thing. The other thing is that one thing that we really need to get jazzed about is the new products coming this month. One is coming next weekend at the Eagle Expo. I don't know anything about it other than that it's a nutritional product. I do believe Roger Drummer will be there on site to explain this product and talk about it. As far as the availability and the cost, I don't know anything about it. So don't text me or call me and say, can you tell me a little more? Because I know nothing, okay? Nothing at all. I know it's coming next weekend, so just be looking for that. Be checking out the website. As far as I'm speculating that it could be one of the product offerings that they have in one of the other marketing units, like over in Europe. They have some wonderful things that we don't have here in North America, but I honestly don't know. And then right on the heels of that, or before that, we don't know when it's going to be introduced, a Meekin product, a clothing product. And that's coming sometime this month. I believe it's been cleared out of the court at Long Beach, but then again, I don't know because they haven't said anything about it, but it's coming sometime in January. This has the potential of being huge. If it's what I think it is, it could be huge. And some of you are going, oh, we're getting the Long Johns back. I don't think they're really going to be called Long Johns, but then again, maybe they are. So just be mindful of that with the anticipation that it's coming, because what it gives us the opportunity is to go to people that are familiar with Meekin that we've talked to Meekin about, or maybe past wellness consultants that have slid in to become customers of ours because they never renewed, or consultants that are still on board and going back to them and saying, hey, did you hear that this is just being introduced? That's what people get excited about, because they know and they love Meekin because of the solution. And so, two new products, the whole collaborative entrepreneurship, as CJ referenced, that's what's going on. And that's all I've got. Questions, comments, concerns?
Vance?
Yeah,
we're over Holt, here in Wisconsin here.
Good morning, Earl.
Good morning. I just wanted to share with you folks that I didn't believe at first that they could tweak this magnetic like they did with the M-Stride and so forth. But I had a gal out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she had a heart fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to put a pacemaker in, which she didn't want, but Grace Lake. And so she was taking one medication. And she called me one night. She said, Verl, she was sleeping on the old seat, you know. And she said, I don't want the short one. I just want the long one. Well, I said, they don't make the short one anymore. So I said, well, I'll order you one of the bigger ones. So it was $194 retail for the new one. And sent it out to her. And 3 days later, I got a call back from her. She said, Burl, my heart's started beating so fast. She said, I don't know what to do. Because she was sleeping on it, on the old one. And so I said, well, I'll give you my consultant number. You call out to Irvine and see what they say. And they told her that she better keep her old one unless she wanted to take more medications or get a pacemaker. So she shipped that one back to me, and I now got it in my school bus. I do a lot of driving. I got a full-time bus route. I do a lot of over-the-road trucking. But so they did tweak the magnetic. We know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm sitting, what do you call it, crisscross applesauce or Indian style on the floor in a stairwell on the new Kinko's Seat 2, I believe is the name of it, and the original versus the new one is light years different because what I feel radiating through my body when I sit down on this literally in seconds compared to sitting on the other one, there is a huge difference between a single pole magnet, what we used to have in the sleep systems and the sleep cushions, versus the spider RAM technology. And all of the information, the breakdown, the diagram on this is in the little information or the details next to each and every product that uses the spider RAM. It's in all of the sleep systems. It's in the seat cushion. And yeah, so I appreciate what you're saying is because it's a game changer. But we don't have a choice. I mean, I've been sitting now for the last 40 minutes on a cell phone, and I carry with me a wrist strap that I keep in my back pocket at all times, and it's my barrier. It's between my ear and my cell phone because I know that if I put that on the side of my face doesn't get warm. And or you can slide it over your phone if you want to. Those other little devices that they sell at different locations to put in a cell phone to help negate that, they may cut down a little bit of it, but a far infrared wrap basically eliminates it altogether.
Oh.
And if you don't believe me, just try it.
Yeah.
Check it out. And we need to do those things. They're just simple solutions, utilizing. But, bro, I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah,
because that's a huge thing.
Yeah, great. Okay, thank you.
Yes. In case people think that there's any chance that we might be, as humans, imagining this, I've got one that will match that, and it's with our cats. We have three different technologies on the chairs in our family room and the sofa. We have the far infrared, we have the pet pad, we have the, oh, we've got four, counting the new one. But anyway, we've got the far infrared seat. We've got the pet pad that has a really nice furry cover on it. And we've got the original Kinko pads that have covers over them. I've done that to protect them, of course, from the hair. And we have one of the new seats, just one right now. And when they see me head into the room, there is a fight over who's going to get in the middle of the seat first of the four cats. And the other day, two that don't get along were both on it at the same time, and I've got a picture to prove it. They will not use the other technologies. They'll lay on the floor before they use the other technologies. There's that much difference in them. And they've been doing this for weeks. So, you know, they don't have any preconceived ideas. They're not trying to prove anything to anybody. They have no reason for talking about it. So, that's my testimony.
Well, and it just goes back to say kids are the same way. And what CJ shared with having a special needs boy who fell asleep in a rollout, it's such a crucial element. And kids don't know any different. And I can tell you what we've seen with our own daughters, you know, versus them having a sleepover and, they always go grab the Nikin pads and put them on the floor, not because it makes it softer, but because they just know. They just know that, you know, you don't sleep on the Nikin pad, you're gonna pay for it. The attitudes entirely are different when they've, you know, been away from home versus at home and the air units running in their rooms and all the other things, especially the water. That's such a big factor. So, any other questions or comments? Because I'm about ready to step out the door here. Or get out of the stairwell.
Thank you, Vance. Great call.
Hey, you're welcome, Justine. Alright, folks. Well, until next Saturday, have a fantastic and great week. Please, again, I encourage you, check out the website. Get the information on the new Nikin, utilize it, get those mentorship forms signed, and give them to your upline diamond or royal diamond, and just jump on in. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain, and I guarantee you that if you make that commitment, and say, you know, I'm going to make a commitment. I'm going to be a quality enrollment. It's not about you spending $500 a month. It's about making a commitment, saying, you know, I'm going to go out there and, you know, up my game a little bit and start talking to a few more people and seeing if I can get a few customers on board. And you make that decision and watch what happens as far as the mechanics and the methods that all of a sudden the creativity comes alive and people start coming to you. I could share with you 3 or 4 stories that have happened to us just this week. Well, one that happened while we've been on this call of somebody, but it's making the intention. It's 100% intention and desire and passion, and then the mechanics will follow. And those of us who've been the human thing more, we know that and we remember that. So let's do this. Let's have some fun. Let's be all in and run for it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.